has come out, and Trump tends to do what he says he's going to do. He's very serious about things.
The United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria and numerous other countries. It's not only Nigeria, it's all over. We stand ready, willing, and able to save our great Christian population around the world. This is not going to happen. The killing of Christians is not going to happen.
And that's the religion of peace.
The entire purpose of Islam, according to all Islamic doctrine, is to ensure that there is an Islamic state throughout the entire world called a caliphate, and under that, Sharia or Islamic law is the law of the land. That's it. Islam breaks the entire world into two parts, the Dar al-Islam, where Sharia is the law of the land, and the Dar al-Harb, the house or abode of war, where there is not Sharia as the law of the land. The function of Islam is to eliminate the Dar al-Harb until the entire world is a Dar al-Islam. And the vehicle to do that is called what? Jihad, which in 100% of all published Islamic law is only defined as warfare against non-Muslims.
It is the government's fault, isn't it? They took away stop and search because of woke. They actually stopped policing the dealing and possession of psychosis-inducing drugs within certain communities because of woke. They leave our borders wide open, enabling foreign cartels to run organized crime leading to violence on our streets, from snatchings to muggings to stabbings, because of woke. They've imported in tens of thousands of misogynistic men who want to assault, abuse, leer at, harass, even rape our women and girls, because of woke.
The government says it's not terrorism. Because Islamic terrorism does not exist, and you will be arrested if you say it.
Arresting you on suspicion of improper use of the electronic communications network.
What?
Over 12,000 people per year are arrested in the UK because of their social media posts. That's over 1,000 people per month detained and questioned because they're believed to have caused distress, offence, annoyance, or anxiety, not even necessarily to a specific victim, but it can be to society at large. This is under Section 127 of the Communications Act and Section 1 of the Malicious Communications Act.
Listen, you have to resign Keir Starmer, and there needs to be a general election in the UK. You are not protecting the British people. How many people have to die? How many innocent Britons have to die before you'll get your shit together?
So Keir Starmer has said it's deeply concerning what happened in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, on the train tonight, where 9 people are fighting for their life. Deeply concerning, is it? Not disgusting, not outrageous, not this shouldn't be happening.
And the problem that you've got is when you're a psychopath, for whatever reason, you as an innocent person don't have to do anything to wind them up and find yourself stabbed in the head. Normally, if you get into a fight, some kind of altercation, what it means is you've had some kind of row, so you're prepared for some kind of row, or road rage row, where that person might jump out the car for a fight, but you know what's coming. But if you're just a psychopath, you don't have to wind them up. They're already wound up.
And of course, your Home Secretary, this lady Mahmoud, doesn't want you to comment and speculate on the matter. Well, excuse me, it kind of looks like the real racists in the UK are Muslim people who hate white Christians, who want to stab them in these kinds of horrific attacks. You don't see white people doing this.
As the Quran says, God does not burden any soul with more than it can bear. We hope that you have a blessed and fulfilling Ramadan. Peace be upon you all.
As we've taken over the country officially, England's over.
Allahu Akbar.
A man has just been charged with murdering a woman who is let out of jail early by Keir Starmer under his early release scheme. He's let out 38,000 criminals and is planning to let out 10,000 more. When he started this, he was warned by MI5, by the National Crime Agency, by the heads of our police forces, that he was going to endanger the public. But he did it anyway. Keir Starmer has unleashed a crime wave on our streets.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on x.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to get back into American politics here in just a second, but since we just watched that Bound report on in the first 5 minutes, which, of course, you can find at InfoWars, at NewsBound, I believe is his X handle, and he does great work and really, really consistent. Please do share those videos. I mean, sometimes it's those little five-minute videos that can really break through when you've got all the clips there lined up. Very powerful stuff, and he was talking about mostly about Europe and what's happening there. So let's stick with that theme for a second, because I've got some clips from today that are hard to believe are real. This one's crazy, folks. It's actually an MP, apparently, and at least that's what the title of it is. Nick Timothy is a British MP. He's trying to talk to some Muslim supremacists who are calling him a dog. And then there's a female police officer, like, right there. And these Muslim random dudes insulting this member of parliament just order the policewoman to silence the member of parliament. And she does. And she just goes along with it. It's crazy. But you're about to see it in real time. Clip 53. Here's a British member of parliament being told to shut up by a police officer because some Muslims ordered her to. Let's watch.
Why do you think I'm a dog?
Officer, can you take this dog away?
You think I'm a dog?
Take this dog away.
I'm walking to the dog away.
I haven't done anything.
Go away.
I'm a citizen of this country, and I'm free to do what I want.
Are we
going to
have an adult conversation?
Go away. No, don't.
Is that my choice?
Don't entertain him.
I'm asking you a question.
Don't entertain him.
I was trying to have an adult conversation. They started calling me a dog and swearing at me. I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything wrong.
I think it's best that we leave it.
Yeah, you better just leave. You better just get out of here. Just random Muslim in. This guy's a dog. Get him out of here. And she steps in. Sir, I think it's best if you leave. I think it's best if you go away now. It's genuinely insane. Like, are Muslim people in the UK, are they just the nobles now? Like, what they say goes. They are the law. The guy's a member of parliament. And the police step in front of the Muslim guys to ward him off. Sir, just go away. You're a dog. I've been reliably informed you are, in fact, a dog. Kafir, you need to get out of here, dog. I mean, what what goes into a clip like that? What has to happen to a civilization for that to occur? The psychology at play there is kind of horrifying, to be honest with you. I know Alex was going off today about Stockholm Syndrome, which is a strangely appropriate term, actually. When you want to talk about Stockholm, let's take a look at Sweden. Clip 54 here. We can go ahead and roll this as background. Let's go ahead and roll clip 54. This is Sweden's demographics from 2002 to 2025. Here you see it, 2002. It's basically all white there. Not a lot of places with more than, you know, a few percentage points. But you get up to 2012 and everywhere's looking a little yellow. By 2015, it's turning distinctly orange. And by the time you get to 2020, 2021, 2022, it's looking rather dark orange, with a large number of counties there down at the bottom being 40, 50, or more than 50% non-Swedish. Okay? Is it possible to cut from the last frame to the first frame so we can see the transition that's gone on here. I mean, this is not an accident. It's not, you know, just, well, people move. This is a deliberate and genocidal act, an attack, a war against the people of Europe, the same war that's being fought against the people of America. If you can't see this for what it is, you're blind. And it should be horrifying to anybody that, you know, doesn't want to be conquered by Muslims and then eradicated. Should be everybody. Let's go to clip number 55. It's actually extremely rare that somebody in Europe actually stands up against this. Of course, they do everything they can to hide it from their people anyway. Do you know that now in France, people are going around filming the streets of France as an act of protest because a French person was thrown in jail for filming Muslims on the street? He didn't say something offensive about them. He didn't, you know, insult them or threaten them. He filmed the reality of mass migration, and they threw him in jail for showing the reality of mass migration. So now it's like a trend in France of people going, well, what the hell? Well, I'm gonna film the Muslims on my street now and upload it. But understand what I just said. They criminalized video evidence of the outcome of their policies. They bring in millions of foreigners. A French man simply films them on the street, and he's thrown in jail for showing the mass migration replacement program at play. Yeah. I'm telling you. And they're the ones talking about democracy. And they're the ones screaming about democracy who claim to support free speech. They will throw you in jail for showing photographic evidence of what your city looks like. No comments, no hate, no nothing. Just the pure, unadulterated evidence of reality is now a crime. Why? Because obviously, if people can see that the outcome of the policies is negative, then they won't like the policies, so they'll vote against them. So in order for the policies to continue, the outcome of the policies has to be hidden, disguised, and eradicated. That's what's going on in Europe. Here's Eva Vlaardingerbroek, clip 55, picking up the mantle, picking up the torch, and hopefully leading Europe into an age where they're not systematically eliminated by their own governments. Let's watch.
She thinks she is above the law, but we are here today to remind her that she is not. So allow me to take this moment, look straight into the camera, and speak truth to power for a moment. Mrs. von der Leyen, do you think about what you have done? Do you think about the people who suffer because of your policies? Do you think about the people who have died because of a vaccine that you pushed on them, that you bought behind closed doors? Mrs. von der Leyen, do you ever think about the cries of the mothers who cry at night because their children were raped or murdered by immigrants that you let in? Do you ever think about the farmers whose entire life's work were destroyed because you pushed the communist agenda? Do you ever think about the people who cannot afford food for their children because you implemented policies that are crippling our economy while you were able to send your 7 children off to the most expensive schools in Europe? Do you ever think about that? I bet you don't, because none of this is happening in your backyard. But, ladies and gentlemen, I do. I think about those people. I think about them. I will not forget them. So let me promise you right here, right now, I will not stop fighting for them. I will not stop fighting for the truth, and I will not stop fighting for my people. The time of zero accountability will come to an end, and I will promise you, we will make Europe great again.
That's Eva Vlaardingerbroek at CPAC Hungary this year. Yeah, we need like, you know, a million more of her and Europe will be saved. But, you know, Europe is going through a similar thing that the Republicans are going through in that they're deliberately acting so outrageous, so offensive, to provoke hate, to provoke threats and violence. That's what they want, because enough people are still sort of stuck in this mental prison of racism existing or whatever, Islamophobia being a real thing, that they'll, you know, the average person will cheer on an Islamophobic, you know, a domestic terrorist, hateful racist in prison. So they really, really want that. And it is possible, and it's actually, if you want to achieve it, it's necessary to maintain maintain strategic calmness. Is that a good way of putting it? To not let them force you into the false dichotomy that says either you want your people to be swamped and destroyed and you're fine with Muslims or Africans or anybody coming in and destroying everything and there's no limit and you can't stop it because you're a good human being and good human beings let themselves be conquered, or you're a racist, bigot, hateful monster that wants to kill everybody. It's a false dichotomy. The real dichotomy is between people who are normal and want their countries to continue to exist as they have for literally thousands of years, and the psychopath extremist radicals that are trying everything they can to destroy Europe with everything they've got. Here's a good reminder of that. Clip number 49. Here's a English woman saying, remigration, it's not extreme. It is actually very normal. Let's watch.
Is all of this is simply a return to normality? People need to remember that. This country never needed mass migration. And so when we advocate for remigration or mass deportations, it's simply a return to normality. And that's the key that the British public need to remember. What we're advocating for is not radical. The current situation is radical. We just want the country back. We want England to be England, which is a return to normality.
Lucy, a delight.
Return to normality. That's all it is. It's all we're asking. It's all we're demanding. Just normalness, just normal things that normal countries do. It's not even like a return to normalcy as if all of the world went crazy. This is still normal for every non-white country. It's still perfectly normal. It's still in their constitutions. Like, this is normal still. It's abnormal what's happening in Western Europe. It's abnormal because no civilization could survive this. You can't have, it's not normal to have stage 4 cancer, right? Because you die. So it's like, if you're going to be in this situation, it's for a very brief time and then it's over. So like, that's what's happening with Europe right now. It's not normal to be invaded and swamped by hostile foreigners, because you can only exist like that until the job is done and then it's gone forever. So it's like, yeah, it's not normal to be in a state of being murdered. Okay. Let's go to clip 48. Here's a grandma, a little more fire in her belly, who understands, again, the stakes at play here. Let's watch. I'm sorry, this is clip 48.
And I'm here for my children, and I'm here for my grandchildren, and I'm here to keep iron for the Irish, and our Celtic race, and our culture, and our traditions, and our Christian Catholic religion. And I do not want Ireland to become an Islam stronghold.
Here, here. Well said. Great stuff.
That might have been illegal. She might have broken the law there. Get ready to die in jail, Grandma, for daring to believe that you have a people and a place that you belong. Monster. That monster there, right? It's crazy. I mean, to disagree with that woman makes you a bad person and a monster, honestly. A genocidal maniac, an anti-white scumbag. But that's what a lot of people have been indoctrinated into being, so it's not exactly a surprise. So look, they thrive on the division. However, the division is real, right? I see so many people saying about, you know, America or whatever else that, you know, oh, the left and right, this is a false divide. No, the left and right divide is very real. It's obviously real. It's just that, what am I seeing here? Is this Europe being rebuilt after being conquered by Muslims? And this, it's happening everywhere. I can go, you know, clip 47 here. This is a school in Europe. This is a video for a school in, this is Australia. Forget Europe. So it's happening in America, obviously. It's happening in Europe to a very great degree. But white people don't escape anywhere. Don't think that you can go to the far side of the world and escape being replaced in your own country. Australia has it maybe better or worse than anybody else. Let's go to clip 47 now. Points to you if you can find a single white Australian in this video of a school opening up in Australia. Let's watch.
Welcome to Darcy Road Public School!
We are launching our brand new school. Super exciting. Many years in the making.
This is the day.
I thought I maybe saw one white guy there.
New school.
It's a really beautiful school. It's one of the lifetime moments where I can explore the school. I'm very excited. Really, really, very excited.
If I were a student, it would almost be like the zoo for the first time. I don't know. It's just really exciting to see something that you've been hearing about and something that has been talked up, and then to see it in real life. It's just like
there's literally
fresh
no white
eyes
people.
On
this
education.
Is in Australia.
My favorite new spot.
This is in a European country.
The new staff room.
Probably the basketball court.
The concrete slab, because it gives us more space to play handball.
My favorite one was the library.
My favorite area is the library.
The library.
This is the library. Miss Elton is the library teacher.
A white woman. Wait, we found one. There's one. The librarian is a white woman. We found one.
That's the library. Thanks for watching.
And my favorite part is also this tree here. You can sit there with your friends and there's lots of space.
Welcome to
a white boy.
There's using this space is really going to allow us
we
to
we found one. Huzzah. We found the single white boy. We can take it down now. Again, it's like, and resisting this makes you a Nazi? I'm sorry, noticing and then not enjoying seeing your race systematically eliminated across the world makes you a German socialist from the 30s? Is that what we're supposed to believe? And now you've got, well, I say now as if this is new, you still have mainstream major publications like The Economist writing stories about how white people having babies is an insidious plot to continue existing. And you still demonize white identity politics as if it's something evil. I mean, is this all making sense to everybody? That we don't need to justify our own existence, that clearly, and anybody with just double-digit IQ can recognize the concerted, unified, global effort to literally kill off white people. What's beneath the surface? They say they want Americans to have more babies. What could that be about? Why? Why could they want that? Don't they believe that we're evil? Look at the Man's World poster in the background from Raw Egg Nationalist. This is like a shocking image of the most evil thing in the world, according to both the left and the Israeli right. Look at that, delivering a baby in a little Trump hat when he could be aborted. I mean, he should be aborted, obviously. That's the greatest, you know, expression of freedom available. Kill your children. That's the real virtuous thing to do. And in the midst of all of this, in the midst of all of the overwhelming outpouring of hate and vitriol against white people and literally destroying not just our lives, but our the condition of our countries, like in a very deliberate and obviously choreographed and orchestrated way, you've got people like Ben Shapiro claiming the mantle of MAGA while simultaneously believing everything they believe and promoting the very ideas that our enemies promote. Let's go to clip number 7 here. This is Ben Shapiro. Apparently, he doesn't believe that white men exist as an identity, and it's something that was created by the left. Okay, what? Let's watch.
This isn't, it's not just a passing thing. I mean, this is a growing thing, and there is a significant number of people in the Gen Z, you know, demographic that are, they have, they're talking about this. They're amplifying a lot of this. It's just bad information that a lot of people have. And they were infuriated. I just looked on social media. I'm sure you saw it. They were infuriated with Eric Trump's answer. And I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on this, and we'll dive into it further.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that we can start with what's driving this in the first place. I think that one of the things that, is driving this is the fact that for a decade or more, there was an attempt by the left to basically target Christian white men. And there's no question that this was true, that, just in terms of policy, policies were designed in order to disadvantage Christian white men, whether it was going after the Little Sisters of the Poor or the attempt to Me Too anybody who, was, you know, masculine in any way, the attempt to say that men could be women, the, sort of DEI nature of all of American politics, the BLM movement, which is directed at the idea that there's a white supremacist superstructure. And in, saying that over and over and over, what the left actually did is they started to create a feeling in a lot of young white men that as a targeted group, they actually were an identity group of their own. And then now as an identity group of their own, they must rise up and lay low anybody who is not a member of that group. And there are a lot of influencers and a lot of political commentators that we've talked about who are fomenting this because it goes viral online. The algorithms, particularly on X and on TikTok, are very, very fond of this, I think, for a wide variety of reasons, some decent and most not decent. I think there are a lot of manipulations in the algorithm there. But there are a lot of people who are perfectly willing to cater to this and then to sort of promote this idea. And that's how you get to this place. I mean, the, fact that this was happening at a TPUSA event and these sorts of questions are the kinds of questions that, Charlie Kirk himself was routinely receiving over and over. And it was clearly coming, as Nick Fuentes said, it was clearly coming from Nick Fuentes' side of the aisle. I do not think this is originally a general outgrowth of normie traditional thought. A lot of the kinds of questions that you're hearing here, and the vice president was asked last week whether Judaism was targeting Christians, which is an absurd contention, just historically and contemporaneously. Now, those questions are coming from a particular place, and the humoring of that particular place is something that Charlie actually did not want to do. Charlie actually forbade the involvement of Nick Fuentes and the Groyper mentality and white supremacy from TPUSA. Obviously, that door has been breached, and I think that's why you're seeing that at TPUSA. And, you know, frankly, you know, I think that the TPUSA could do a better job of working with some of the personalities with whom it is currently working who are promoting this sort of stuff.
So again, Ben Shapiro, his entire worldview is defined by his identity. His religion and ethnicity are the driving force behind most of what he does, and that's always been the case, and he's never been shy about that. It is completely hypocritical and totally at odds with his espoused belief that identity politics is poison. But you see there, really, he just doesn't want white people thinking of themselves as an identity group, even though we are, even though we're targeted as an identity group to defend ourselves as an identity group. To him is evil. He says, and I wrote down, that because we see ourselves as an identity group, we therefore want to, quote, rise up and lay low anybody that's not in our identity group. How about we just stop being destroyed? Do you understand the mindset that when a white guy stands up and says, hey, white people are disadvantaged here, and by the way, from all groups, including Jews, why is this allowed, and you know, how do we stand up for ourselves? And in any normal person's mind, what they should think is, yeah, they should stand up for themselves. They're the target of discrimination. They're slated for eradication. Yeah, self-defense. The problem is the people attacking them. That's not Ben Shapiro's mindset. His mindset is, what's wrong with this person? How do we stop this person from asking this question? In other words, how do we allow the eradication of the white race to continue unabated and not have the white people wake up to it before it's too late?
I'm cutting this emergency announcement on the evening of Thursday, November 6, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, just type InfoWars or Alex Jones in the search engine. You'll read all about the federal courts, the state courts, the receiver that's been appointed to come in and shut us down. He was here today. He said it might be next week. It might be in early December. They haven't decided when to shut us down. But we've set up the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X, Bill Alex Jones, Rumble. We have the new studios, new news sites we're going to be announcing and launching. The InfoWar lives on through you and I and the crew and everybody else. But right now, we need funds to keep InfoWars on the air just for the foreseeable future and for the new network, because the bad guys can't get the AlexJonesTour.com because Bigly, established for many, many, many years, dozens and dozens of major clients, they build the best quality shopping carts with the very best products, and they are our sponsor. So when you go to theoliveshowstore.com, there is a huge sale that is only running until Sunday at midnight. So you got like 3 days, 3.5 days. Any supplement you get, ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. We have it all. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theoliveshowstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. You can buy it once, cancel if you want, but get it first. You have a month to cancel. I know you're going to love it, and then keep it on AutoShip. But bottom line, you get 50% off. Also, if you're a VIP, $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend instantly in the store. Special deals, special sales, special offers just to you, and massive percentages off on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. But right now, at TheAlexShowStore.com, on top of that, this is what ends Sunday, 25% off on top of all those sales. That makes many of these loss leaders. And then there's all the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. Wearing Patriot gear out in the public is an incredible adventure. It's like being Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon. Go out and do it. Experience it for yourself and know your funding's operation. You have kept us on the air despite all the attacks and Arctic frost that's come out. We're all under attack because the bad guys hate us. But despite all those attacks, we're still here. And InfoWars lives on through the Alex Jones Network and through all of you. So take action right now. The sale goes until Sunday evening at midnight, Central Standard Time. Probably the biggest sale in the history of Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com. I have to check the other sales, other big ones, but 50% off on all the supplements and 25% off on top of it. Oh, and it gets more insane. Anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. It's the same shopping cart on your phone or the app on your computer. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bigly to do this. They were a little skeptical. They like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app, when we have the sales card. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like ultramethylene blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore right now. The sale ends Sunday, thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for being the reason we'll always stay on the air. You are the InfoWar. I'm the InfoWar. We're a family, 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Folks, this is The War Room, InfoWars.com, band.video. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com to support us, TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. It is your last chance right now to be a part of the final run of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 40% off either one of these absolutely bombshell products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies, the highest quality, most jam-packed with nutrient supplements on the market, whether it's fish oil or a turmeric supplement. You really cannot beat Ultimate Fish Oil or Bodies from InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off both of these products. Buy one to take and one to put in a safe and sell in 50 years as a collectible would be my advice. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there today and get Bodies or Ultimate Fish Oil. Bodies is a turmeric supplement. Absolutely incredible. It fights inflammation. It's got a number of really positive effects. It's another one of these products that you don't really know what it's going to do until you try it. And just from personal experience, not a doctor, not making medical claims, but it's the type of thing where you start taking turmeric on, you know, regularly. And for me, I found my daily quotidian back aches didn't quite affect me like they used to, sitting in a computer chair all day, looking at horrible things. Horrible reality can do a number to your back, but Bodies can help mitigate some of that. Now, I want to talk about what's going on with Arctic frost and this
pipe bomber investigation. I feel a little bit the same with this that I do with the, you know, indictments for some of these people or some of the revelations they come out exposed. You know, this new revelation about exactly how Operation Crossfire Hurricane was carried out. And it's like, we know. Like, we've got the name of this woman now. It seems pretty legit. It seems pretty well confirmed. There's been no strident, you know, denouncements from the powers that be. They haven't confirmed it yet, but they're not exactly vociferously denying it anyway, which is good. You know, it's nice to have the lady's name, but did we not know that this was a plant from the powers that be? I mean, was it not obvious from the very beginning? And it's funny, I was actually going back and looking at some of the old coverage from back in 2021, the early days of 2021. Specifically American Journal, I was going through some of the transcripts, and like, we hardly talked about the pipe bomber because it just wasn't the issue of concern. It was the big riot, you know, with all the people being arrested. But it was obvious from the beginning that it was a plant, specifically because, I mean, there's so many different aspects to it that were absurd. The fact that they never had any information about this person, despite the fact the person is seen using a cell phone, despite the fact that they walk around for like 40-something minutes. I mean, they found somebody from January 6th because of a photo of the man's earlobe. They were able to identify them, but they can't identify this person with all of the geofencing, with all of the, you know, electronic surveillance. They just had nothing on this person. No idea. And the fact that, I don't know if people remember this, the Capitol was evacuated because the bomb was found. That's what started the whole thing. So they got everybody out because of this fake discovery of this pipe bomb, which Kamala Harris was like right there. The whole thing was absurd from the beginning. So having a name is like, okay, it's like a piece of the puzzle. But it, to me, it doesn't actually matter that much. It's just confirmation of what we know anyway, which was there's no way that this was a real thing. There's no way that this was a real domestic terrorist trying to plant a bomb or pretending to plant a bomb. It just was obvious from the beginning that this was a key component of the false flag situation that developed on January 6th. So I have a hard time like being like, oh, we got her. I mean, it's good. It's good that we should know who she is now. But like, we've known this forever. We know it was Nancy Pelosi. We know how it was all coordinated. We know this. We know. So we'll get into it. I'll talk about it. But I'll get to that in just a second, because again, I think there's something almost more important to understand here, which is the psychology that allows all of this absurdity to continue relentlessly. Why do we have a country that is so just filled with these people taking advantage of everything that they can? Why is our system so vulnerable to exploitation? And no small part of it is the fact that people are dumb. People are dumb, and even those leading the charge, the intellectual guiding lights of the left, kind of dumb. Very mean. Kind of dumb, extremely vicious and mean and heartless and cruel, okay? Cheryl Hines figured this out. This is the wife of RFK Jr. She went on Bill Maher and talked about, she's a Democrat. She's a super liberal lady. She's like very, very Democratic. But when she came to Washington, she found the Democrats were all complete dicks. Let's go to clip 25 here.
The Republicans have been very kind to me from the beginning, even from the beginning when Bobby was running as a Democrat. They weren't mean.
No.
And they never have been.
No.
And I can't say that for the Democrats.
I agree.
And it's a...
It's sad because it's not the Democrats we grew up with.
Right. Yeah.
That's the difference that people don't, I think, see. They're like, why did you turn on the Democrats? Well, first of all, I didn't. Like I said, we voted for the same person. But I'm not going to pretend I don't notice how different they are.
Yeah.
How mean they've become.
Very mean.
Bill, you idiot. They're not the same Democrats that you grew up with? Bill, they are literally the same Democrats. They're literally the same Democrats. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. There's a picture of JFK staring at Nancy Pelosi's tits when she was a congresswoman. What do you mean they're not the same? They are literally the same people. That Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, like she died, but, you know, the powerful Democrat, they've all been in office since before I was born. So unless Bill Maher is 90 years old, somehow staying spry and fit in his old age, yeah, no, they're exactly the same Democrats as the ones when you were growing up. Literally exactly the same ones. What are you talking about? And now that you realize this, why are you voting for them? He's like, yeah, I'd still vote for who you vote for. I just recognize they're evil. Great, Bill. Well done. Why is this the case? Why is this the case? And why is the exact opposite what everybody believes? I remember in high school having like parents of friends be like, your parents were so nice. I thought they were conservative. And it's like, we're the nice ones, you idiot. ma'am, Miss Wingate, I mean. Yeah, we're the nice ones. The left is vicious. They're hateful. They're maniacs. I didn't even pull it in, but the video is going viral today of Nancy Pelosi. It was in October of this year being asked something, and she does the same, right? Hi, everybody. I'm so nice. People are like, did you rig January 6th? She's like, you listen here. You don't ever ask that question again. Yeah, just underneath the surface. Like, it's not, you don't even have to look for it. Say scratch beneath the surface, but half the time it's bubbling up anyway. There's this seething viciousness of the Democratic side that does not exist on the right, which is almost funny that the right wing is constantly being called Nazis, and this you know, idea develops that right wingers are you know, brutal and hardcore and mean. And it's like, it could not be farther from the truth, but that's the perception promoted by the likes of Bill Maher. The pathetic pervert. Now let's talk about Bill Burr, because this is very funny to me. And I got to give a shout out to a podcast called Who Are These Podcasts? Because I found these clips. They did a show on Bill Burr, but they were talking more about him as a comedian and comedy and the podcast world. But I was very intrigued by the political aspects of the clips that they showed. So shout out to Who Are These Podcasts, and I sort of stole their content, but I've got different points to make, so I hope they can forgive me. But if you don't know, Bill Burr is embroiled right now in a scandal. Bill Burr, famous comedian, does a podcast called the Monday Morning Podcast that is boring. You can do it like him. It's boring, where he moves back from the, it's just very cliche, played out, pathetic, bad. It's a bad podcast, but that's beside the point. He's embroiled in a scandal because he took a lot of money to go perform comedy for the religious extremist, tyrannical, anti-feminist in Saudi Arabia. He did the Riyadh Comedy Festival, and that flies in the face of everything he professes to believe. And his fans are not happy about this. They're very angry at the hypocrisy on display and the fact that he tries to justify his participation in a comedy show held by a royal family whose family has been in charge and, you know, crushes their civilians with brutality. Like, it's everything he pretends to be against. But he goes and he takes her money and he performs comedy. And then he acts like this is in line with his virtues, acts like what he was doing was actually, you know, totally good and normal. And that if you're against it, you're just crazy. But everybody sees the hypocrisy on display when he rails against American billionaires, but is performing comedy for trillionaires. Bill Burr slams Riyadh Comedy Festival backlash as BS and roasts critics. I don't give an F what these phony effing people are saying. Well, okay, but you obviously do. Yeah, Bill Burr calls critics of Riyadh Comedy Festival sanctimonious and phony, saying, I vibed with them. They were so cool. They were so friendly. He's like, how can Riyadh be bad? It has a KFC, you guys. It's got a Dave and Buster's. How could it be bad that I'm performing there? Little inconsistent, but the point I want to make, yeah, it's over 700,000 people are living in conditions of modern slavery on any given day in 2021. And these are the people that he is helping to, you know, launder their public perception. Because how can they be bad? There's a big comedy festival. Bill Burr was there. He's an edgy comic. I mean, they must be lightening up a little bit. Maybe we should, you know, give them another chance. Maybe they're not a, you know, despotic backwater of religious intolerance. Maybe they're cool because they have KFC now. So he's helping to launder and whitewash their rightly, you know, despised reputation. And he's getting backlash for this. So let's go to clip 21 first, because this, I think, sort of sets the table for his retardation. Clip 21. Here's Bill Burr's high-level, you know, political analysis. Let's watch.
Okay, but like every other state, we are in difficult economic times. And it has nothing to do with blue or red ties, as much as it has to do with industry leaving this country because they didn't want to pay the working man a working wage. Okay? That's why everybody's driving Uber and taking pictures of their food, because there's no factories left to work in.
Good one. You know, people always take pictures of their food these days. That's a new thing. That's a new phenomenon. 20 years ago, it was a new phenomenon. Bill, you absolute moron. The second Bill I'm calling an idiot today. They both deserve it. What do you mean it has nothing to do with red versus blue ties? So what he's saying there is it doesn't have to do with politics. It's because the factories left. Because I guess greed is a new thing. I mean, he's saying we're not doing well now, which would imply that we were doing well at some point. So I guess like greed didn't exist for a while, but then it was created by a bunch of billionaires. They got together and decided, wait, what if we're greedy? What if we did things for greed? And I'm like, greed? I've never heard of that. He's like, it's this new thing I came up with where we want to get a lot of money. Yeah, that's brand new. That never existed before. Back when America had factories, the factory owners, they hadn't figured out greed yet, obviously. Why are factories not in America, Bill? Where'd they go? Did they just disappear? Are there factories anywhere in the world? There are? Oh, they used to be in America, now they're not. Well, how did that happen? Did it have anything to do with the policies of the government, perhaps? Did it have anything at all to do with the fact that they were incentivized by our tax policy, by our, you know, tariff agreements to outsource jobs? Could it have anything to do with NAFTA? Nah, it has nothing to do with red versus blue. It's just factories are just getting up and leaving on their own. Doesn't matter who you vote for. The obvious thing to understand, if you just thought about it for 5 minutes, is corporations are always going to do what makes them the most money. It's human nature. You have to understand that and then make laws to counteract it. The laws to counteract it should say, if you want to sell things in America, you have to build them in America. If you want to build them overseas, then we're going to tariff the crap out of them. That way, you keep factories here. Like, Bill Burr is like the most anti-Trump person ever, but he's never even thought about the policies or the things he laments. I assume he's not happy that people are driving Uber and taking pictures of the food instead of working in a factory. It sounds like he likes the factories. Why'd the factories leave, Bill? The factories that are here, who's running them? Who's employed in them? Oh, it's a bunch of illegal foreigners brought over by the tent program, exploiting the open borders so they can undercut wages, fire the Americans, and hire a slave class. Like, what do you not understand about how all of the liberal policies are designed to exclusively benefit the billionaire class that he seems to hate so much? He talks about billionaires all the time. I'm sure he's worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. The man literally flies a helicopter around for fun, but he's a good guy. It's the other people that are slightly richer than him. They're the real evil ones that have to be stopped. Yeah, people are like, How can the Death Star be bad? It has a KFC. Don't you know the Death Star is a KFC? It's a good thing. Okay, so he goes on, clip number 22 here. This is him talking about, you know, the prospects of civil war. He's infuriated at the division that's being caused by, you know, the billionaires. And you'll never guess which billionaires, which billionaire in particular, he happens to hate above all others. It's not Jeff Bezos, the guy who has systematically eliminated small businesses in this country, who has worked tirelessly to automate, you know, employment out of existence under Amazon, who just fired 30,000 or whatever, you know, high-level positions to automate them through AI. And he doesn't hate Jeff Bezos. He doesn't hate Bill Gates, the guy trying to coerce people and force people into killing their cows by force-feeding them poison called Bovaer to shut down methane production. I mean, he's got no problem with Bill Gates. He's got no problem with George Soros, who pays for prosecutors to let people out of prison to continue to victimize the American people. He's got no problem with them. It's not Larry Fink, who as head of BlackRock has systematically eliminated American jobs on purpose, by design. They brag about it, replacing Americans with less qualified foreigners because of ESG scores. See, he doesn't have any problem with them. You know what he really doesn't have a problem with? The mass murdering weirdos in skirts called the Saudi royal family. He's happy to work with them. He vibed with them very well. This man is a hypocrite beyond belief. And I'll bring this all back together. I'll tell you exactly why I'm covering this here in a second, beyond just mocking Bill Burr for being an out-of-touch lefty idiot who's political position is completely at odds with what he professes to believe. Let's go to clip 22 here, where he's very upset and he's mad that everybody wants to kill each other. Let's watch.
Like, I don't understand what the fuck is going on out there, but like, no, somebody in both parties needs to stand up and be like, guys, we have to stop this, or this is going to be a civil war. Whoa, and this is only going to be good for billionaires. All right, everybody else is going to fucking suffer. We're going to kill each other in the fucking streets. So some fucking hair plug nerd can have more rockets to shoot to Mars. Or we could all just chill out and be like, hey, man, you know, there's all different ways you can live your life.
Wow. Wow. You know, if I was in middle school, that would have been profound. You know that? Literally a middle school take. Guys, what if just like somebody stood up and was like, chill? Like, what we really need is somebody from one of the parties to get up and be like, guys, chill, okay? Where is that person saying chill? And of course, the person he hates the most, person he says is going to benefit from this, is Elon Musk. Talks about his hair plugs, shooting rockets to Mars. It's big bad Elon Musk, whose factories are in America, who runs SpaceX, which is a massive job, you know, creator in America, who's invested just billions of dollars creating jobs in America, who's like the one billionaire that isn't the one tearing down this country, causing division, weaponizing, you know, hatred from the Democrats. These people are retarded. Honestly, there's no other word for it. Bill Burr, you are a retard, sir. You know absolutely nothing. And you don't even know that you know nothing, which is really the sickest part. But this is where this all comes in together, because let's go to clip 20 here. Bill Burr is getting a lot of hate, as we mentioned, for his blatant hypocrisy in loving the Riyadh royal family while hating Elon Musk, because he hates billionaires, but not trillionaires, I guess. And he's really mad Americans don't have jobs, but he also hates the people that are making jobs here. I mean, just the whole thing is inconsistent, incoherent, even. And he thinks that the reason this is happening is people are being tricked into hating him. Now, this is the thread of continuity I want to draw between a Bill Burr and a Ben Shapiro, okay? Because there's something that's happening here. There's some psychological imperative being invoked where these narcissists, or collective narcissists, as in an ethnicity or a group, are incapable of recognizing their own misdeeds. Physically, mentally, they're incapable of taking blame for what they've done and the way people feel about them. Okay, let's go to clip 20 here. This is Bill Burr saying the reason everybody's mad at him for being a retarded hypocrite is really because big bad guys like Elon Musk are making them hate him. He's the victim in all of this. Let's watch.
You know, like this, I'm telling you, dude, the fucking internet is evil.
Mm-hmm.
It is turning everybody against each other. You're even seeing it in stand-up comedy now. Comedians go after other comedians on podcasts.
Wow, amazing. Let's go to clip 23 here.
We're all Americans. Let's chill out. Let's chill out. Let's stop having these wind us up. You know, all these nerds that own these social media networks, they're literally bullying the entire population now. They're flicking the back of your ear. Every time you go on a social media platform, you're letting a nerd, bunch of nerds, flick the back of your ear and ruin your morning, ruin your cup of coffee with some phony that a bot just sent you.
It's a bot. Maybe they're paid by Qatar, Bill. Have you tried that one? Maybe they're all Qatari influencers. You tried, because it couldn't be anything. Couldn't have anything to do with your just general unpleasantness. It definitely doesn't have anything to do with your, you know, faux superiority as you talk down to everybody while also not understanding anything or having any good ideas about anything ever. It couldn't possibly be the fact that you rail against billionaires endlessly and then give cover to some of the worst billionaires and the oil magnate tyrannical despots in Saudi Arabia. And then you defend that and, you know, fight people instead of just going, hey, I wanted to make money, so I took the money. Yeah, actually, literal trillionaires. Couldn't have anything to do with all of the stuff you did and all the people you've pissed off and all the statements you've made. It's got to be bots. They're all bots. If someone says something against you, it's like beyond Bill's realm, like vision of reality, that somebody just has a genuine, heartfelt outrage at him. It couldn't possibly be it because he's perfect. He's never done anything wrong. He's the most brilliant person in the world. You're all idiots. So if you don't like him, it's because you're being tricked by Elon Musk into not liking him. And if you don't want to support Israel, it's not that they've been on a 2-year genocidal program of mass murder and lying about it and trying to censor us from talking about it. It must be because Qatar is paying you. Do you see what I mean? The consistency here, the complete lack of willingness to understand that you are the bad one in this situation.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off. When I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because of what color I am, I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog. Let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.